you probably made your own molasses. Did you make your own molasses?
Well, you used to, but don't anymore. I hardly made around here. But
these large containers that you'd see in a big country store where they sold molasses or lard. Would that be a special name for that kind of a thing?
Barrels of some sort.
All right. And something that you'd shape like this to pour salt.
That's a funnel. Right. Funnel where you pour in. That would be fine at one end to pour in a keg,
sure.
You know.
And then something...
Now, you can hold a barrel or a keg. Now, a keg is smaller than a barrel. That's
how big would a keg be?
Well, they might be as big as 15, 20 gallons, but the barrels would be a lot more. And then if you get bigger than that, they're drums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd be a great big, they hold 100, 200 gallons, 300 mm-hmm. gallons. Maybe they'd be more like keg or barrels. Hogs. There used to be great big wooden hogs that you'd pack stuff in with.
And something you crack to make a horse go is a
whip.
And if you went to the store and bought a dozen oranges, the grocer would probably put them in a...
Let's see. Well, in the morning they're in paper bags, but then, I don't know, cases, I guess. It'd be
what did they used to call them before? Now they call them paper bags now, but... What did you used to call them?
Sacks.
And then what?
People have heard them call them sacks.
And then anything else?
Let's see. Poke.
Okay. Now that was all the same.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, poke. Instead of sack, now sack is getting a pretty good size, you know. We call them there.
The poke would be smaller.
Yeah.
Would the pokes all be the same size, or could that be any
No, they'd be any size. When
okay. And then the sort of thing you'd get feed in.
Yeah, that'd be. Bags.
Or seed.
Yeah.
Made of cloth.
Yeah. Maybe we mark them as bags. We used to have cotton, they call them sacks.
Uh-huh.
Sack cloth, you know, they make some of them out.
Outside your front door here that you use for a doormat, that's the kind of a sack or bag.
Yeah, that's the burlap bag, they used to call them. You used to get fertilized in 200 pounds.
Is that right?
That's about all you lift, too. That's big.
I'll bet.
Yeah, that map there, I guess, is that what that is.
Now, you call it a burlap bag or sack. Would you ever call it anything else?
I believe it's about to cover it. That kind, now, some kinds are cloth bags. Mm-hmm. They're finer cloth, but that's more like burlap.
Yeah, right? I wonder if you ever use the term toe sack. Or
I've heard that, but they were, I guess it'd be made out of toe, wouldn't it? I don't know. I don't really know. I've heard people call them toe sack, but I don't know what.
You never used the word toe sack, though, yourself. That's not familiar to you. Now, the amount of corn or meal that you might take to the mill at one time, if you took the meal and you were going to make flour, or if you took the...
Of course, you have to take your corn and have it ground in the meal. But
and how much would you call just the amount you'd take at one time? Of course, you could take different amounts.
Well, it goes by bushels mostly. Mm-hmm. Half a bushel or a bushel.
Did you ever use either a grist or a turn?
Yeah, I used to call them grist. You used to go horseback, you know, the mill, and you'd put the corn, say a bushel and a half, in a long bag, and... Then you'd put it up on a horse, and you'd divide it in the middle, you know, only part of one side and the other, and you'd sit up on it. That's where you went to meal.
And that was a grist?
Yeah.
That
they call it a grist back
then. Uh-huh. How about a grist?
And they call it grist meal. That's where they ground the corn. Uh-huh. Grist meal, that's grist. Yeah,
I see.
One way.
Would you call that a turn of corn, too? That same amount?
Well, you could. You could do that, or... Let's see, I don't know.
Now, how about the amount of wood you could carry in both arms as you're coming into